Giving advice is touchy. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capitol, California, with the thought for today. Giving advice is touchy. How very true. We all give advice from time to time, and as we give advice, we find that it sometimes is well taken, and other times it is taken poorly. Now, when is advice taken well ever? When is advice ever taken well? When do we ever have the right to tell somebody how to do their job or how to do their business? Well, if we're the boss or if we're in charge of a project, we give advice as to how things should be done. And then we let people alone to do it. And people do it to the best of their ability, and we say that's beautiful, recognizing how their ability is. Now, giving advice is a very touchy thing because it presumes that it's not going to be done right. To say advice means that you're suggesting someone do it the way you say it. Now, if instead of giving advice, we were to say, okay, now, if it's concerning someone else, how would you like to do this? What do you have in mind? What is your thought about what you want to do here? And so they tell you. And so as they're telling you, then you say to them, all right, I think that's a great idea, and I can see that you're going to do a very competent job. Now, if it is my privilege to provide the tools and to provide the materials with which a person is to do a job, then it is my privilege to make sure that those tools and that material is used to do the job. Now, if I have not given new materials or new things to do a job or tools, then it is not my privilege to tell how to do it. Now, have you ever thought that sometimes we give responsibilities to people that are beyond their particular skills, and that sometimes they will admit to being skilled in something and they're not? Now, think of what you have done in your lifetime and the many things that you have done and the many wonderful ways that you've done it. And then you look at someone else who has not done it, and you say to yourself, well, now, they will surely have all of the skill that I have gained over the years. They will surely have all the skill that I have gained in doing it in the many different places that I've done it. And so therefore, their response to the particular task is going to be exactly like mine. Now, that would be a very unfair observation, wouldn't it? That'd be very unfair. Yet, that is exactly what we can do if we're going to act like a master. A master sees what he wants done and then knows that it is done ideally, perfectly, and well now. A master sees it done. A master doesn't go out and pontificate over the ideas and talk about them and talk about them and talk about them. The master sees it done in his consciousness. Now, many workmen has received great acclaim for their achievements and their work that they really didn't do. Oh, they did it physically, they did it mentally, but it was someone else's idea that was inculcated into their thinking system. When a master thinks, okay, I would like to have this particular job done in this particular way and to this particular end, then he releases it. And along comes whoever is going to do the task, and they carry out the task in a beautiful, fantastic way, perhaps using techniques that had not been even thought about by the master, which doesn't matter. But the thing is, the master sees it done in its ideal form, and how it's done, he does not concern himself. And so, when the product is ready to be reviewed, it is done in a beautiful, fantastic way. Do you believe that? If you believe that, you're stupid. If you believe that, you got rocks in your head. If you believe that, you were born yesterday. Yes, yes, yes. If you believe that, hey, are those the thoughts that are going through your head? If they are, you can forget the master stuff. If they are, you can forget expecting to have a nice job done. You can forget everything, because a master puts a thought into consciousness, puts the idea into motion, and then has it be done. The master does not go out and do the job himself. The master does not do anything to advise, direct, or control, or initiate things. The master puts the cause in motion and sees it done. Now, how many of us are strong enough in our thinking system to put a cause in motion and believe that it's going to be done? How many of you could think, I am going to have the perfect date for the senior prom? Well, what's a senior prom? Senior prom, that's a dance that is at the end of your high school year. Now, how many of you would say, I have the perfect date for the senior prom? Well, you and I each would be thinking about one particular person. We'd be thinking about a specific person who would be our date for the senior prom. And then, if you did say that, and you did believe it, but you did not think of the one particular person, you just really were a master consciousness, and you said, I now have the perfect date for the senior prom. Then, along comes the time of the senior prom, and perhaps the girl that you were going to go with has to go with someone else for some reason, whatever it may be, or is sick or whatever, or has to be out of town and couldn't get back in town in time, whatever. It could be many, many things, you know, the logical, reasonable things that you like to have. And there you are, without a date. And so, what happens? Some perfect girl comes to your attention. Her date couldn't make it. And so the two of you go together. And you think, but you don't think, because you're a master now. You think, oh, my statement is working itself. I'm putting the cause in motion, and I'm having that perfect date. And so you pick up the girl at her home, and you give her her lovely corsage, and you say, are you ready? And she says, oh, my. You are more wonderful than I expected. And thank you for inviting me. It's such a joy. And here she is, the belle of the ball, the most beautiful girl of all, and you have her as your date. And if you're a girl, then you have the most handsome guy, the most fantastic guy, a guy like me, you know, who's taking you to the ball. And then you go to the dance. And at the dance, the two of you are ideal. You are perfectly matched. You sort of harmonize with each other. She lets you lead, and you lead with beauty and harmony and glory. And she just sort of melts in your arms as you dance fluidly across the floor. And everyone says, what an ideal couple, what an ideal. And you're not doing anything lovey-dovey. You're just being beautiful, harmonious beings functioning as one person together. How great that is. Now, giving advice is touchy. If we can start thinking on ourself, to ourself, about ourself, from the point of view that we are already masters, then a master sees only another master and sees everything done as a master would have it done. But if we are to give advice, we are very unsure about ourselves. We are not acting like a master at all. And if we give advice after the fact, we are continuing not to act as a master. But if we can see everything that we have asked to be done, that it is done in divine order, then it is done. Are you ready for that? It's kind of an exciting adventure, but I think you are. I think you are. And I say to you, go for it. And have fun. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.